And that's what he done the pulling with mostly. Old two-wheel wagon. And it held up the shed and everything.
And what was, did the wagon have front piece on it? No, it didn't have nothing but chairs.
Like you see a little old pony cart around here and there. That's the way it was.
The mule went between them two sheds and he pulled that wagon. And then if they had a wagon with four wheels, they had to have two mules, they had a tongue through there,
now,
two mules.
We had these other wagons, but I remember these wagons seeing the old people use them, you see. Instead of going to buy them our wagon, well, they'd use them. And so my daddy always had four-wheel wagons.
What was the two-wheel wagon called?
It's called a cart, is what they're called.
You said about traces.
The traces is, of course, they was iron traces in length. And they fit on the hands of the collar that goes over the mule's neck. And then you come back in fast into this thing or tree. My dad, and then he pulled that clock stop. I guess it's that you tell one of them old cars, I don't know if you remember not.
What is the thing that's called that both of these single trees are hitched together in order to keep the horses together?
That's a hame string.
Yeah, what you mean the what
them collars, Clay.
You mean the collar and the hame. Well, the collar's put on top and buckle. It's got a buckle like your belt. And then when you put the hames in there, you run a old piece of leather about this long, and it's got a big knot on the end, you put it on, you draw it just tight as you can get it on that collar, them hames, and then tie it. That's the way it goes together.
Well, how did you hitch the single trees together?
I hooked the single tree with these, to these traces, and I hooked the single tree to the end of the clock stop with a clivet.
What did you carry in your wagon?
Huh?
What did you carry in your wagon?
Well, when I go to the field, I'd load up my wagon, plows and everything, water, I'd carry a jug of water. If I'd plant corn, I'd carry my planter, my seed corn, too.
And what would you bring back in your wagon?
I would bring, it would probably be about the water would be all if I didn't get to. I'd leave the rest up in the field next morning.
When you brought in your crops,
when that
what did you do when you brought in your crops?
How
did you get your crop, your corn and cotton? How did you get it from the field to wherever you were going with it?
Well, you bring in the wagon.
When time comes to gather the corn, it gets ripe. You go in there, you pull this corn, you put it in the heat row. And you put about six rows together. And then you go up and down this row with a wagon, pair of mules, pulling the wagon, and you're throwing that corn over in that box. And then when you got the food, you roll it home and unloaded and went back and got some more.
When the roads were bad, did your horse and your wagon We wouldn't
fool with much. Well, it had to be pretty good so it's still on the ground. You know,
Did you ever try to level out some of your ground by tying a log to the back of your mules and having them?
Yeah, we've done that. Done that out here this year.
What do you do that
for? That's for smooth the land up, make it smooth, and get that some of them claws.
What do you do with the wood, with the log? What are you doing with the log?
What did I do when I got there?